Hi everyone, welcome to the second half of our play session of The Ground Itself. Last half we learned all about the rules and played out 3 out of the 4 sections of time. Can you believe it? The second half is all gaming in one small set of time, and oh boy is it juicy. Alright, enough of me talking, let's get on to the game.
Alright, so now we're back. We've already burnt through 3 tens out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Got a fat stack here.
Whose turn is it?
And it's Dave's turn.
All right. Oh, shoot.
10. It's a 7. Do we have any other 7s?
No, we do not. Oh, 7. Woo-woo!
God, 7s. Oh, it says right here, 7s is the best. What is the most beautiful thing in or about our place?
Me.
It's me.
Jenna, I'm back, baby.
It's Jenna's rotting corpse. No, I think it is. I think it is one of the caves that has these luminescent crystals that's growing, and there's probably a
it's a hot date spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
It's like, oh, like, it's so pretty. Don't lick them.
Yeah, don't lick anything here. Not even me.
Whoa! Because you're covered in crystal dust.
Well, it's not that kind of. I mean, like, there's people around.
Mm. Oh well, that's where you go off into like.
It isn't like an orgy. I mean, yeah, there's grottos.
Yeah,
like,
I have to say there's all sorts of grottos.
It glows, and it's kind of a, you know, there's a couple different colors. There's kind of like yellows and pinkish purpley color, and it and it all reflects off of the other crystalline structures in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's legit laser Pink Floyd in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to have contracted Jenna E. coli, it's gonna be real trippy to go into that cave.
It's like half makeout spot, half like, I don't know, like
psychedelic.
Yeah, psychedelic.
Out of your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Tripping psychosis.
People ripping their skins off or whatever. It's too beautiful, my eyes.
Oh God!
Pluck them out. And then. It's beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing about it.
I have so many movie references. I'm not going to even say anymore.
All right. You ready?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, yeah.
Here it comes.
10. Is it 2?
Oh, it's a third 2.
It's the third 2.
Third 2.
Trip 2s, baby.
The third 2 says, a major modification is made to the environment of our place. Was a change? Was it made by someone, or did it simply come to pass? We have air conditioning now, baby. We have climate control.
Oh, that's a big deal. Climate control.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I think it was...
Clarifying question. Climate control. Can they produce rain?
Yeah.
And precip- wow.
That's what we wanted for the gardens and for the growth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was made probably by someone in the Jenna line of thought. We talked about there's being
bio... Wizard.
Yes, the rain. Ooh, there are 3 people who control the climate control. They know it. That's and they're the wizards.
Do they have a lot of scanners to be able to do it?
They have. It's basically an entire building
of scanners.
Of scanners and different things.
Oh, that scanner's in Hall X.
Did you see that picture I sent in our group chat with the person holding all of the tech?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's basically a picture from 1993 where this... man is holding a boom box, video recorder, tape deck, tape recorder, headphones, computer. It's surrounded by all this tech from 1993, which has now been replaced by a phone, which Josh does not allow. So, these wizards, as they are called, rain mages or the weather mages.
Lizards. Rain lizards.
Are they actually lizards?
It's your
they
number.
Could.
It's your 2.
It's up to you.
Tell me.
And there's aliens.
Yeah, they're aliens. Yeah, absolutely. They brought this tech. Is it Josh's turn?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Ace. Oh, second ace. All right.
Double second ace.
It is time to plant the seedlings, in quotes. What are the seedlings and where are they planted? What is the harvest that is hoped for? Oh, boy. What is planted? I think there was a new, let's call it a new religion that was introduced. The seedlings are like pretty much these priests that have come to the colony, and they preach in the name of biological technology. I don't know what the name would be, but
like genetic engineering,
biotech. I think they spout off, stuff about like, the perfect form is through this, this pilgrimage of going through this, subjecting yourself to certain things, certain tech and stuff.
Become closer to God?
Like,
is there God even a part of it?
Are you talking about like wetware kind of things? Like cybernetics?
I'm talking gene editing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Enhanced humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unleash the God gene in you.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. Hmm. So the seedlings are, these people are coming. This new religion came and is trying to get people to follow it. What is the harvest that is hoped for?
Unlocking true potential?
Yeah, I think it's unlocking true potential. Yeah.
Inside of every sentient being, there is a God gene. We are here to unlock it.
We worship Gene.
Gene Roddenberry.
Gene.
Father of creativity.
Yes.
And space travel.
He's the god. He's my god, Jane.
Why did we talk? Why did they talk like this?
This is what we do.
This is what we do. We unlock the genes.
It's my turn. Mm-hmm. Boom. Number three.
Is it the first one?
No, I've at least got one. Josh, do you have any threes over there?
I do not.
Okay, so that would be the second. What do people in our place argue about for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
People argue for fun?
Okay, now that we've done the weird Gene Roddenberry thing, I'm thinking about like the where we can like do other stuff, like throw a party or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah, this would probably be a good one to try the focus.
I forgot about that option. We don't have to answer these questions.
I have to answer this bullshit.
Josh, you know who Gene Roddenberry is?
Nope.
Really?
He created Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Surprises me, actually.
Doesn't?
Why?
Because he's like a big nerd, like
sure
Mount Rushmore nerd.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Like Mount Rushmore, like the most famous of the famous. Like he would be like on Rushmore nerds.
No, J.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien and Gygax and Roddenberry and Lucas is who I believe.
All right, focus situations.
Okay, so let's see. I can tell a story. I can throw a party. I can discover something.
Ooh, discovery.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
The Gene.
Hey, I'm Gene.
You just literally find him under a rock.
Like, I've been in your closet for 400 years.
I'm here to tell you about the human's potential. Read each other's minds.
Get strong and resistant.
Live forever. Come dance with Gene. I love Gene. He's the best thing. He looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
Because like his skin is like too perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Got that real strong jawline. I'm thinking about tell a story, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what...
So yeah, that's you strips telling a story.
Yep, you gonna tell us a story about whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think we're the scene would be an average quote unquote family during the big feast day. I guess we call it Life Day. Is that what the Star Wars holiday special said?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all around the table, and like the feast. You know what I mean? There's like vegetables and like
a potato.
Yeah, a potato, right?
Hot damn.
Yeah. But probably even like like better than that. Like something that doesn't grow underground.
Lemonade.
Peanuts. Wait, those grow underground.
Those grow underground, yes.
I thought a peanut bush was what I thought they were bushes.
God.
Peaches. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's probably like tinned peaches from like that have been trucked in because like fresh peaches would just be, and even now would be a pretty, pretty high dollar thing. But anyway, they've got, like it's good food. And they're all sitting around and like the little kid probably asks his dad, you know, why is my school mascot the Crystals? And the dad explains that the Crystals are the main source of money and wealth on this colony. And without the Crystals, the pilots wouldn't have fuel for the mechs, and they couldn't continue to fight and protect us and gather even more resources. Like, if it wasn't for the mechs and the pilots, why, the space truckers couldn't have brought us these delicious peaches that we're enjoying today.
Wow, Dad, that's a great story.
And then from the other side of the table, there's Grandpa who lost his arm as a young man because of the crystal waste.
Mm-hmm.
And concern it, crystals ain't nothing. We'd be better off without them. Why, when I wasn't even born here on Josh. I was born on the home world, and it was better there. You see, we didn't have to sit around in the dark all the time. See,
Grandpa would be really old.
Oh yeah, no, he's super old. Yeah. Like, not that he was born before the colony was started, mm-hmm. but
I see. Because
okay. we talked about 100 years have passed.
Yeah,
like somewhere, like let's say he's 80, and mm-hmm. he lost his arm as a young man.
I see. Yeah,
like yeah,
sure, okay, Grandpa.
Right, but like no one takes him seriously because that's such a long time ago. It wasn't. It's not really. Probably not even a real danger anymore. Mm-hmm. But the older brother or whatever is like, well, if we were pilots, we'd eat peaches every day. There'd be millions of peaches. Peaches for me, because pilots get everything. I heard they even eat real meat, not paste meat, but like real meat from the cows and the chickens. It's not fair. Wah, those pilots, they get everything. They get treated way better than most of us. It's not fair. Just because they work for the big corporations. Why, it's just, if everybody got treated like the same, it'd be more fair for everybody.
Sorry, it's Excellent. Just like the little boy, the 5-year-old boy who's listening to his 20-year-old brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, thanks for the peaches, Mom.
Can you please pass the peaches? Yeah, to me that's the story I wanted. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You ready?
Yeah.
Pow!
Oh, it's a first five.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God, throwing a party is super fun.
Yeah, we may have just stopped answering questions at this point.
Yeah,
like, party.
I have a party in mind. It's just more like, well, I get a bad question. Not excuse me, bad question quotes, but something that doesn't inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
mm-hmm.
shoot. Yeah, like this one, fives. The first one says, what are the stars like in our place, the sky, the weather? And we already kind of established.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess I'm going to have to look at these focus situations.
Focus situations.
Aw.
I want to do like a leave the frame. So Aww. It says, leave the frame just for a second. The window widens and we are able to see a little bit more of our world. You may ask, what is the mountain like to the north of our house? Are there massing armies on the sea? What type of dogs do the neighbors have, or anything else that you wish to know? So yeah, I think I'm going to take what I said earlier, and like we follow a space trucker after they've I'll do it this way. We see a trucker off someplace else loading up from a different colony that's not Josh. And as they're loading it up, there's like the camera is following another group of people who are like trying to sneak aboard mm-hmm. and stow away onto this colony. And from the looks of it, it looks like they're wearing some sort of, I mean, they're wearing a jumpsuit, but the way that they're behaving, you can tell that it's like another military mm-hmm. kind of person. And so they're jumping and they're getting onto the shipment mm-hmm. to go and be delivered to our colony, mm-hmm. Josh.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
You're supposed to get one question for all of us to answer. So
yeah.
What's the question you could say from this frame?
So the question I'm going to ask is, what is this person here for?
Mm-hmm. The espionage group. Yeah.
Yeah, or the person, yeah.
Okay.
And the group gets answers.
Is it to blow them up, to steal something? Is it to plant something?
You get to participate in this, Dave.
Yeah, we all are just brainstorming.
I mean... Or they could be conscripted. They could be miners.
Why would they be trying to sneak on then?
Okay. Yeah, why are they trying to come on to Josh?
So they were sneaking on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not stow necessarily on being loaded.
Yeah, they're stowaway.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, I mean, then that does sound kind of nefarious. Unless they are refugees that are trying to sneak to Josh for a better life.
No one goes to Josh for that. I always try to leave Josh.
That's right. Always try to leave Josh.
Nothing good in West for Joshua. No lemons in sight.
No lemons. Getting better, but it's... I mean, they got peaches, but no lemons.
Only canned peaches.
Only canned peaches.
A refugee would be interesting. The question would be like... Then it could lead to other questions later on, like, where are they trying to escape from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, same thing with, like, you know, the saboteurs or the spies or what have you.
It could be either. I don't care.
We have to decide
that. Saboteur! More conflict!
All right, mm-hmm. Saboteur. So, yeah, I think they're...
Shapeshifters.
Crystals! Ooh.
but they probably like, ooh. So yeah, saboteur, don't know who, but they're a shapeshifter of some sort. So the camera like...
Yeah, they morph into a loading dock person or something.
Oh my God.
You know,
Oh my God.
And I think they're here for specifically probably intel or
ice cream.
Yeah, or
you can go with
peaches.
Intel for now, yeah.
I heard they got peaches.
Cool.
I heard Josh got peaches.
I can't wait to get a big old bite of Josh's peaches.
juicy peaches.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yes.
A four. Is this our...
Yes, first four.
No, I have a four here. Oh, so second four? The bar, in quote, opens their doors to all. What is the bar and who is the regular there?
Ooh, nice.
The other one is the church, in quotes, changes a core mandate. What is the church... And what about their worldview has shifted?
Oh, so you're doing a specific place. Nice.
I don't want to. I want to throw a party.
Aw, you could have made Mama Gumbas or something.
No, that's for the players' makeup.
You could have made your seedlings church, too.
Oh, it's already established. I don't need to go in more detail. Mm-hmm. I want to throw a party.
Party time.
Party time.
Party time. All right. The situation is a ball, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I look like garbage.
It's a ball. I'm going to be playing a character. We probably don't think our names. I'm going to be playing a pilot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a very formal ball, right? It's like waltz, almost like this kind of setting. And there's actually like real food.
Yeah.
There's an ice sculpture?
An ice sculpture. One of those three wizards helped out with that.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimps.
Shrimps, yep. Ooh, and white wine.
Space shrimps. They're from the caves.
Oh.
Yeah, they got more legs, but like.
Still tastes great.
Yeah.
Tastes great.
Especially when you dip them in that cow butter, am I right?
Oh, hell.
Woo! Party! It's good to be a pilot! Poo-poo, shoot your guns off.
Yeah, so that is the question. So I'm going to be playing a pilot. I don't know what their name is. What is everyone else playing
Mr.
as well?
Mr. Pilot. Pilots, we're all pilots!
All pilots, okay.
Wait, I don't think I need to be a pilot.
Oh, okay, you can be a server.
No, I think the ball is in honor of the... squadron commander who's retiring.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. So are you the commander?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn it.
Hell yeah.
God damn it.
Topics. The player describes the situation of the party, and every player picks or events a character or thing that attends. Roleplay or narrate as these characters chatting idly, dancing, having cake, or merely existing in splendor. Topics of the... of the larger story or situation may come up in these conversations, but do not act on the big things in the tangible way at the party. They are just a topic of gossip for a very good day.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. I'm a pilot.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Yeah, what's your name?
Glib Jenkins.
Glib Jenkins.
Glib Jenkins. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pick a really good Gundam name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're all terrible.
Yeah.
Slipknot.
That's my code name.
Let's see. Commander Squintly.
That's great. I love it.
And I am Jace the Ace.
No, nobody calls you that. Nobody, it's just
you. You call yourself
that.
Shut up, Jason.
Put Jace Ace, the Ace in quotes, and last name he never goes by. It's like something real pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Smith.
Like Potter.
Yeah.
Potter.
Yeah. Jace the Ace. Okay, Potter.
What's the scene, Josh?
So yeah, we're all, it's
I think the commander's already given their speech, and mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, and now it's just like dancing and drinking and just being, an ass pilot, as you probably would mm-hmm. be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my mouth is covered in butter.
Gib, you enjoying the...
It's glib, goddammit!
Yeah, glib. Enjoying that butter there?
Fuck yes, I am. Hell yeah. I have a cup that's just full of butter. Yeah,
like a big gulp cup.
A space straw.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like a bendy or like a curly straw.
I've also got aviators on, uh-huh. just yep, FYI.
Exactly.
They look like crap because they're not, you know,
Oh, new, okay.
They're old, dingy ones.
Oh, glib.
I just can't believe that I didn't die yesterday.
I know, Commander.
There's like one day left. That's always when they get it, you know?
How old are you, kid?
72.
I can only dream of being 72.
I don't dream
about it, son. It's terrible. It's a waking nightmare.
Oh, but I would just assume you're on those mind-altering, you know, bacteria.
Yeah, well.
I'm on it. Sorry, that's out of character. Sorry. It's just like, how can you? Never mind. Sorry, go for it. Never mind. Answer.
Yeah, but it doesn't solve the incontinence, pilot. I mean,
incontinence. What is that?
You think less about it, but a lifetime of pace, it just. It catches up.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I haven't had any of that pace growing up. I was very fortunate, but the new standards were put in, you know.
You young ones don't know what sacrifice is.
I don't understand anything that you guys are talking about.
Wearing your aviator and your cup of butter.
Yeah, like, sipping on it.
Shit.
Jeez. These two old men talking to each other.
Whatever. Glib.
You say my name so much, it's kind of unsettling to me.
Glib wouldn't know anything. They're just always doing convoy escorts with the truckers.
It's the best job, honestly. They get you so much good shit.
I hear that.
Have you ever had a fruit roll-up?
Is that where they take the fruit and they smash it and roll it?
Yeah, something like that. I didn't really ask a lot of questions. I just ate it.
Well, I heard, Commander, you'll be able to, you're very fortunate you're going to be able to miss out on some of the excitement I think Glib and I are going to have to be seeing in the near future.
What are you talking about?
Yes, that's actually, I hate to admit it, but that's part of my thinking about retirement was that.
Excuse me, what's happening? Is my job changing?
No, Glib, you'll be doing what you've always done.
Okay,
with
good.
No changes or added danger.
Ah, wonderful. I just want to eat Pringles with the truckers.
What is your security clearance now?
Delta Theta X2 5? Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, nothing will change for you. No increased danger at all. Potter, it's going to be real bad coming up. And I felt like I needed to get out.
Smart.
But I think that with the new tech and the training the pilots have had, I think you're up to the task. Mm. It's not an old man's game anymore.
Nope. I heard there's a new prototype coming in too.
I was briefed on that. They just got all the. I mean, when I started it, you know, a mech had 7, maybe 8 scanners. They were just simpler to operate. These that new prototype has 37 scanners.
Does
I can't keep track of all that. I don't know where the knobs are and which is the dial and which is the. I just get all flustered anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys have grown up with it, and you know it's like second nature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know about all the scanners and the downloads and. Streaming apps. I don't know.
Well, I heard the Dragoon subsystem should be able to take care of most of the stuff so that old Glib over here won't get overwhelmed when he finally sees action.
There's no overarching computer system. That is definitely not the case. I think that's just a vicious rumor you heard.
Jace's face goes real upside down from that.
Is this before the scene ends? I just want us to like watch for a minute as Glib like washes the butter off his mouth, and then the glasses go up, and then we see the eye change.
Oh my god! Amazing.
Damn.
Amazing.
And scene.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's why I put glasses on to begin with.
Was that your plan from the beginning?
Huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, heck yeah, from two.
I didn't even like, wow.
Just a drop in references. Nothing you knew.
Nine.
Is it that our, I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, so second nine.
Someone or a group leaves our place. Who are they and why are they going? What did they take with them, and what do they leave behind? Okay. We can play with that.
A group of people, a delegation, leaves the colony with a formal proposal for the materials and structural reinforcements they need to attempt the faster-than-light jump.
Mm-hmm.
And they're heading toward the regional base world to present that to the council. And they leave behind lots of hopes.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to go get approval?
They're going to go ask for approval.
Okay.
Because it will take a lot of resources
mm-hmm.
to make right. this possible. But they've done the calculations. They've estimated the budget.
Right.
And so now they're going hat in hand, hoping
that
this will get approved and that we're off to sunnier pastures.
Because, FTL, as we talked about in Microscope, takes a lot of resources.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so, we probably have the fuel because mm-hmm. of the crystals, but we don't have the structural mm-hmm. stuff. Like you said, the faster than light engine would just blast through the...
everything.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of diamonds.
Damn.
Mm.
Flush.
Got another six?
Yeah, six. What number is that?
Second six?
I got a six.
I have no six.
Okay, second six. Someone returns to our place change. Who are they and how are they different? I was just thinking about someone going outside in space and their suit didn't depressurize right and they lost a hand and that's what happened. They came back with no hands. That seems too simple, but I like this character that has no hands. That's my answer.
Okay.
Stumps McDougal.
Stumps McDougal.
I pulled an eight. Any other eights?
I have one.
Second eight. The news is dramatic and tensions are high. What is the news? How is the reaction physicalized in space? Oh, boy.
Stumps.
Stumps. The news is dramatic and the tensions are high. What is the news? There was a shapeshifter from a different colony or faction, I don't know, another faction, let's call it, a shapeshifter from a different faction that was discovered but not apprehended that was on the colony, and it could be anyone.
Mm.
And what does that mean? Like, why is this happening? Why are they here?
Yeah.
How is the reaction physicalized in space? Security is way higher, and I think the military part of the government is trying to take over way more power. Okay. Like, it's supposed to be used 50-50, and they are trying to really push it way beyond that.
Sure.
Fucking like sad keel starter.
That's right.
Nine.
Another nine.
I have one. Mm-hmm. You have two. Mm-hmm. Do you have any nines, Amber?
No.
This is the third one. There's planning going into a celebration. Is it a festival, holiday, or remembrance? What is it celebrating? Yeah, it is. It is probably an anniversary of a milestone in the colony, whether that is the forest or the colony's founding or the 1 millionth citizen of the colony.
Mm. Ooh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that kind of the scale you were talking about?
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be millions in the long run.
Yeah. And so, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, you guys, we've reached an untenable population. Woohoo!
But no one realizes that it's untenable yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be enough grasses and carrots for all of us, right?
Right.
That's all I've established.
Yeah, there's never been any hunger on this colony. It's fine. And so, yeah, it is going to be like an entire colony event. And, you know, this is kind of despite the military crackdown. Mm. They want security. They want everybody to, like, stay in your homes. Don't mingle. Don't associate with unknown people or any of those things. Meanwhile, everybody's doing exactly that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like everybody's buying, you know, party stuff and, like, painting their houses crazy colors and, like, you know, dancing in the street. And, like, it's going to be, you know, this snapshot is probably going to be in a few days' time. Mm. And you know, everybody gets the day off work, and it's just, you know, all of the pilots have the day off, and the mechs are unattended, and it's just going to be like so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Yeah.
That's just, all right.
Ooh, Fourth Nine.
New information about a past event is discovered. What?
New information about a past event is uncovered, casting it in a dramatically different light. What was found, and how does it change how the past is perceived?
Oh.
Jenna was murdered.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't know. Maybe that works. We don't have very many events.
There's also the peace treaty.
There's also the creepy church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, like, take from real life right now to, like, how do you do something with a twist?
Rip from the headlines.
Well, it's like, what is something that happens that is actually shady, you know? Mm-hmm. Like
the corporations misled us?
Yeah. I think it's uncovered somehow through maybe a covert group of religious fervor, like, we need to unlock the genes, we need to do this kind of stuff. They're like, got somehow into the military's database. Oh. And everything that we used to think of, like, how this colony came to be, like, the story of how it came to be, was always told as a triumph. Like, Scrappy this, Scrappy that, and, you know, we are special and we are good and we are surviving. And it's actually that more people had died out trying to leave the exodus of Earth or something. And we've come to actually find out that that's not true. We've been isolated for different reasons. Where actually more people, there's other colonies out there. They're all together. But for some reason, we were split off on purpose. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What that purpose is, they might not have gotten that far. But there is a purpose for this colony's seemed isolation is actually planned.
Dang. Got a 5. How many 5s we got out there?
1. I've got a 5.
So second 5. What secrets are kept in our place? Why are they kept? By who and from whom? What secrets are kept? So this is like multiple. Amber already touched on one. I think another one is, I think one of the things that are kept a secret is actually how that refining of that crystal is done.
Ah.
That's like a trade secret. No other colony, trucker, aliens, whatever. They don't know how to do this. Right. Why is it kept? It's for, you know, corpos and capitalism.
Corpo.
Right.
Capitalism.
So it's held closely to the chest by this corporation. Or, yeah, I think there is a corporation that, I don't know what the overarching corporation is, like the biggest one in this colony, and they control that.
Starlight.
Oh, yeah. It probably should be some
Enterprises.
Yeah, exactly.
Starlight Enterprise.
Sometimes, winning a game isn't about dealing the most damage, or drawing the most cards, or making any measurable contribution towards victory. But hey, just because you don't have the stats doesn't mean you're not a f***ing gamer god, alright? Enter The Intangibles, a podcast on the Geekspective Network, where me, Kenny, and my brother Matt break down all the things that are hard to quantify in games. All kinds of games. We're talking classics like Sonic's the Hedgehogs, and Chess, and 3D Pinball Space Cadet. Great game, by the way. We're talking new releases like
insert latest trending games on Twitch here,
single player, co-op, competitive, card games, board games, role-playing games, play-by-mail games, the Wakes. We do deep dives into our favorite games, digging into the intangibles that make them great and the intangibles that will make you a better player, and hey, maybe even a better person. Check out the intangibles on whatever the heck platform you're listening to right now.
All right, your turn, Dave.
All right, let's see. Eight.
I have one. So the third eight.
Someone or a group of people comes to our place. Who are they? Why have they come? Do they bring anything with them? I think I am going to do an omen.
Oh.
And I don't know. This might be a little too literal for an actual omen, but whatever. In like one of the town squares, you know, I mean, there's like a common space, I should say. You know, it's kind of evening, and you see this robed figure in, you know, the darkening light. But again, it's not that dark anymore. So they've got these robes. They're trying to stay dark and hidden. Kind of sneaking through, posting these flyers about how the rain lizards could make it rain more. But they oppose our wondrous capitalist society, and so they withhold the life-giving rains and give us just enough to squeak by.
Mm.
If we speak with one voice, we could drive them away and learn their secrets ourselves.
I like how your omen is a flyer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it kind of is. It's a foreshadowing Yeah, Amber, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Ka-chow!
Oh, a five. That's the third five?
I got zero fives.
The third. Let me see what this five says. Third five. There is a union. Is it political, emotional, marital? What is newly aligned?
Mm.
I want it to be marital.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be some two pilots. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pilot from another colony.
Oh.
Gets married to what was your name? Potter?
Uh-huh.
Was he the best?
Jace the Ace.
Jace the Ace.
Yeah. I think Jace the Ace, aka Potter, is the son of someone special,
mm-hmm.
higher up, whatever.
Yep.
Kind of like the elite noble
Baron
military.
Potter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baron Potter. And he's betrothed to it's like a political move to get to show,
because no one would choose
to marry Jace. No,
God.
Yeah.
And the other pilot is
Tatiana.
No, mm-hmm. I was thinking like Brad.
who's actually like a really good pilot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's like, well, actually true. And actually has a lot of contempt for Jace.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, he's good, but he's from a smaller faction.
Yes.
So, like, he has to marry the shithead to, like, get the political alliance.
Yes, with his family. It was more like a parental thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we'll let you marry our good-looking good child if we have access to your resources.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we will become strength. You can use our resources on our colony as well.
Right.
So it's a totally a political marital mm-hmm. move.
There's
so
no love there.
Brad and Jace the Ace. What's mm-hmm. Jace the Ace's real name? Not just Potter.
Please
Jace.
Let it be
Jace Potter.
Is it Jason?
It probably is Jason, yeah.
Jason and Brad. Yeah,
what's Brad's
it.
Last name?
Dirch. Brad Dirch.
Brad Dirch.
The Dirches.
The Dirches.
Yeah. Brad Dirch.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Dirch and Jason Potter. I imagine the scene where they're getting, like, on their wedding day or whatever, mm-hmm. the betrothal's happening, and, like, Brad is just shooting eye daggers at Jace.
Like, Jace
they're
is being
actually
a complete fucking jackass, like, during the ceremony.
Yes. And, like, Brad's, like, in his head is, like, he's, like, I can't wait to meet
like
you on the battlefield.
Like, Jace has, like, pulled the sleeves off his wedding dress. Like, off his wedding jumpsuit.
Yeah. So, like, a wedding jumpsuit, yes. I love it. Okay, and, cool.
Yeah.
But everybody knows about it because it's a huge deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like all of this stuff is like thinly veiled.
Yes.
Like everybody can see that Jace is a good pilot, but mm-hmm. he's a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like Brad's really, really good. And he's doing this for the Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, there's no love there.
Maybe an asteroid or a comet will hit Jace. A strategically alive...
Maybe
a
fingers
maybe
crossed?
Maybe a strategic, like, mistake torpedo. Missile. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. I got another two. Is this the last two?
I believe I got one for Amber, one for Dave.
And I got this is, yeah. So this is the last two. A breakthrough moment in technology, arts, politics, philosophy, or daily life tips the scales of a power balance. What was the breakthrough and how does it play out socially? FTL gets approved and you know, construction right happens. Yeah, right. And how does this play out socially of like, guess what? We can FTL to other soil systems, get real resources.
Right.
And maybe even like, you know, it takes a crap ton of resources to execute. But wherever we go, that'll drastically change our trade routes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think by, and you know, we'll only be able to do this once until who knows when.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, it socially has gigantic impacts because we can pretty much harvest a planet
right.
and have way better trades.
And I mean, you know, Josh is valuable in and of itself because of the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, on the one hand, like, everybody wants to trade with us.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, nobody wants to be neighbors with us
mm-hmm.
because our stank ass, like,
and something
like
else.
Pollution.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it happens. Whew. They're able to do it. Where do we go? I don't know.
Mm.
That's for probably the quiet year.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
That's a three. Anybody else have a three?
No.
Okay,
no
that's,
three.
No.
It's my third three. I got three of a kind. a new style, fad, or devotion sweeps our place. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I'll figure that out. Who cares about it? Every fucking body. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. The new thing, it started with just like contact lenses.
Okay.
That made your eyes look like the shapeshifter eyes.
Mm.
Oh boy! Oh,
like all the kids do it because it's cool. Oh, I'm not really one of you. Like I don't belong here, baby. Look at these eyes.
Oh no.
And so it's a way for like the cool kids to like express themselves. Mm-hmm. That like I'm not like my old stodgy parents. I'm different. I'm a shapeshifter. I could be whoever I want. And it could be that even like the rich kids are actually having the surgery to like have the eyelids like.
Oh.
And so now it's real like.
It's so hard.
Without the right scanner, mm-hmm. you can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. The military's pissed probably.
Yeah, they are. I mean, just like the teenagers always do.
Yeah.
Amber.
It's meddling children. It's an ace.
I have one ace.
So it's the third ace. Third ace. The harvest day has arrived. What is being harvested? For what purpose? And how is it being stored? Lemons!
Bring forth the lemons!
No more scurvy. Every possible imagined way that you can make a lemon something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They are extracting lemon. They are
meringue.
Getting that zest.
Lemon meringue, lemon
they
shake-ups.
They're making... It's a festival
lemon
to this
bread.
Day.
Yes.
Lemon pound cake.
Like at the parade.
Poppy seed.
You see people, they get like half a lemon and like... and they get in their eyes and they're like, oh, fuck, I didn't know about it.
It's lemons.
Lemon.
Oh,
it's the
God.
National fruit of Josh.
Yes, it is. Right. It is now like the school ain't the crystals no more. They're the lemons.
Like basically there is a wherever like the shogunate palaces mm-hmm, at mm-hmm. or whatever outstop the like the five military leaders and they just say we've decreed the national fruit of Josh is lemons. And then everybody's out there dancing with like the lemons. Someone's got a lemon suit on.
That's what I was saying too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like the old spacesuits are kind of unfashionable now.
Yeah.
Now yellow is the color.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Along with those eyes, the shapeshifter eyes.
Shapeshifter contact. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, you see like these teenagers like in these like ridiculous like lemon yellow like.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Jumpsuits and like
they all look like Freddie
Mercury blazers and like all these like futuristic clothes and like with the crazy eyes and like
like yes. a bunch of Freddie Mercury's and Bruce Lee's
like bright yellow hair.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Whew. That was on top of the other fad. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Lemons, baby.
Pulled a 7. I know we. How many? There's.
I got one.
I have none.
It's the second 7. Invent a specific street, building, corner, overlook, or meeting place. What is it called officially, and what does the locals know?
Mama got this. Mama got this.
Lemon drop.
Yeah. Oh, man, no. I'm probably going to do discover something.
Mm-hmm. Like a specific street, building, corner, or overlook?
If he does that, I'm going to punch him.
I think, so this is more interesting. I just want to give us a little bit more free reign in the future. I think we, FTL'd. We mm-hmm. actually got closer to other colonies, mm-hmm. right? Closer is very still relative, right?
Right.
But, you know, when...
Still space.
Yeah, and when Trekker is FTL, it's not going to take forever. And I think one of the things is we actually come into a sector of the solar system that, you know, has other close, in quote, colonies. And we discover that a lot of colonies have multiple... races, or it's not even races, like there's been interbreeding between aliens and humans, mm-hmm. and so now there is a lot of different kinds of beings out there.
Yeah,
and I think that's another thing kind of put out there, even though we're not supposed to talk a lot about details, is like, why weren't we exposed to this stuff before, mm-hmm. as well? It kind of leads back more into that discovery, mm-hmm. of like,
why, right?
Because all we had on ours was sneaky ass shapeshifters and 3 lizard wizards
and another generic aliens, and yeah, there wasn't a lot of diversity, right? And it's like, no, there's a lot of
what
diversity.
What are we too?
Yeah. Right. All the lemon teens are like, fuck, we're not weird anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, so many questions. All right, Dave.
All right. 3 again. Let's see. The 4-3 says a bad decision leaves marks on the land.
Oh no.
What was this decision and what trace does it leave?
Oh no.
Yeah, I think it is I think we're throwing a party.
All right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What's this party? Where is it?
It's Brad and Jace's baby shower.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, that kid fest.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who knows? Like
maybe the tradition is as soon as you get married you have to take an orphan.
Right? Oh. Or maybe, like, yeah, I mean, maybe like, Jace wants to be trendy, and so they adopt an alien.
Oh, no, Jace, I mean, like, you're such an asshole.
Yeah, let's go with
sorry,
that.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, like, that's totally what happens.
I guess,
like,
I'm playing Jace.
Yeah, of course you are. And you're playing Brad. Of course you're playing Brad.
Oh, I was going to be the orphan. Okay, I could be Brad.
No, it's just like a little baby orphan.
Okay,
like,
I could be Brad.
I mean, like, it'll be up to Jace to tell us what the orphan is and, like, where he got it.
Everyone's going
to
hate me when I tell this.
Of course you are.
God. Why are you playing Dave?
I don't know.
It's a party, right?
Yeah, it's a party.
So, what are you, a server?
I will...
always try to cast Dave.
I will be the overworked housekeeper.
okay, yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of people. Because, yeah. I mean, this is like an event.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the newspapers and stuff.
Right.
I don't even look at Jace. I'm not even looking at Jace right now.
You see Jace, they're bouncing, you know, a little swaddle of baby. Mm-hmm. Camera pans over and they see it is a cat person.
I fucking hate you.
I told you.
Like, how, I mean, like cat face, human body.
No. It's humanoid with cat features. So they have cat ears. They could have whiskers.
Little baby whiskers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Depending on how far you want to go, sometimes they have, claws, but they can move like hands.
How far do you want to go?
I think probably that's far enough.
That's far.
Yeah. And a tail, of course.
And a tail, of course.
Yeah,
Brad looks at Belinda, who is probably like trying to pick up like stuff that's going on. It's like, Belinda, can you get me a drink?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Belinda.
Your regular Bellini?
Yes, Belinda's famous Bellinis, please.
Lemon Bellini coming right up.
Thank you, Belinda.
My name's Janice.
I thought you were Belinda.
No, you just keep calling me that.
But we had a Belinda.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she quit because this is a terrible job.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, have you seen him? I mean, he's a great pilot. No disrespect. I mean, he's your loving husband.
No. It's all right. It's all right. Just get the drink, Belinda. It's all right. I gotcha. I mean, Janice. I'm sorry, Janice.
Belinda's Janice. The title now.
So, Brad, you know, we're here to, you know, celebrate our lovely, beautiful child and also announce their name. Do you have any ideas for their name?
Jace. It doesn't matter. There's
a, like, Jace was a big enough dick to, like, invite all the tabloids.
Yes.
Like, there's, like, a row of photographers with their camera scanners.
And they're taking pictures of Sedona.
Oh, just constantly. Yeah, awesome. Like, as Brad's like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. With a drink. Like, oh, God, God, God.
Look, Jason.
Please, the ace.
Call me the ace.
Yeah, please. Not in front of everyone. Please, call me the ace.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason, look. I did not. Okay, look. And looks at the cute cat child and is like, it's not this child's fault, right?
Right, right.
I don't know. Like, Fluffy? What?
I mean, he does. His hair is. I mean, he's kind of long hair.
Yeah, I.
Wait, Janice, where's my drink?
Yeah. I'll get you one.
Janice is still here trying. Janice, you're trying to name my baby?
No, I'm just supporting your choices.
Okay.
What about something more ferocious?
Tiger?
El Tigre.
El Tigre. Janice gets me.
Maybe you should have married Janice.
No, it doesn't work that way. She's not a pilot.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah, you've got to say something completely shitty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Squadron?
Yes, drinks, yes.
Flight attendant. Fighter pilot. Jet.
Yes.
All right, Nate, go ahead. Do your whole speech. I know you've got it written out.
I'm all glad that you all joined Brad and I today. We were very fortunate to have this loving, great, powerful relationship. What's Brad's face when Jake says
smiling like he's in pain?
We want to show unity, you know, across our colonies, and you know, unity with our new, you know, position in the universe. And so we've decided to adopt one of the more.
Did you say something terrible?
Be as Josh, that's not what I say it, but we can just fill it. I'm not going to have Jay say it.
Just
but
something Jace totally derogatory.
And I, as Josh, do not support that. But Jace, as a fucking douche, would say something like that.
Yes, he absolutely would.
Yeah, mongrel or something horrible.
Yeah, less advanced. Yeah, something terrible. Yeah.
And there's like literally Brad's eyes start to twitch.
Right. There's gasps, you know, like Jace is completely oblivious to the douchery that he... Yeah.
But let known this child's name shall be known as Jet Putter Dirch. And everyone's like, oh,
yes. Question.
Yes.
Will you allow the child to be known as JPD?
Of course. That's going to be their call sign.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Their training call sign until they shown their, no doubt, impeccable pilot skills in the field of battle.
Well, I mean, you know, it comes from great genetics, you know?
From Gene, Gene. Not from us.
Right.
Yes, Gene.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Chase is going to have that poor cat child. Like, Gene edited all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh God.
I think that he brings up. That's a good point. We've already had Jet start the regiment on the Gene editing, following, of course, the religion of whatever.
The Gene.
Yeah, I guess. Sure, let's go with the Gene. So Jace is also a fucking religious zealot of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. I hate this person.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like, how much of it is actually Jace and how much of it is just like his upbringing? You know what I mean?
Well, like he's such an empty vessel.
Yeah.
But whatever nonsense like comes to him as a completely privileged person in this society, just like, yep, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Brad hated every moment of that.
Yeah. What? This is Brad just drinking heavily.
Brad's listening to his Walkman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like the 89th remix of, like, I don't know, some big band song or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just like,
oh, you mean like a Beach Boys song?
Yeah, it's like they just keep getting remixed and remixed and remixed and remixed. Because even though now we have access to new music, like,
it's like, let's trust.
Yeah.
Again, like we did last summer. A four. We have it. Any
four? I have
fours?
Two fours.
Oh, okay. So this is the third four. The third four says, something new has been constructed and stands where there was once something else. What was once there and what has replaced it?
The things we've talked about having constructed.
Greenhouses.
The greenhouses. The forest was the first greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
There's Old Joshtown.
Mm-hmm.
There's the makeout pool with the grottos.
Mm-hmm.
I might just do See an Omen.
Okay.
Here the player may gesture at future possibility. I think we see Jet playing out in like a courtyard.
Mm.
And Jet is able to, like, there's stuff happening around. Like, he's playing with a bunch of other kids or something like that. Mm. Like a bunch of other gene edited kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think as they're playing, like, I don't know, ball or something, one kid goes to throw a ball at Jet. Like while his back is turned or their back is turned, mm-hmm. and he instinctually ducks without even seeing the ball coming at all.
Wow.
I hope Jet kills Jace.
That could come up in the game. Like old Jace.
And Jet has a pillow.
Yes. Oh, Papa, let me fluff your pillow, meow meow.
Oh, no. I got five. I have two fives.
I've got no fives.
I have one five. Oh, I have two fives.
So this is the last five. Someone is found guilty and is punished. What did they do and what is the punishment? Brad.
What about Brad?
Brad got punished. He did a bad thing.
Oh, no. Are you putting Brad in jail?
Something. Brad's being punished.
Ugh. I don't like how you said that. Like some sort of
Brad's
weird...
been a bad boy.
Well, you already said that there's no weird sex stuff in this game.
No. Someone's found guilty and is being punished. So I think, yeah, Brad was found guilty.
Oh.
What did they do? And what is... I think they found...
treason.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, treason.
Brad was a scheming.
Mm-hmm. What is their punishment? I guess I'm just going to throw this out there. Is it capital or not?
I mean, if you're trying... I mean, treason is usually...
Yeah, we can go with capital. Because
a military officer.
Yeah, that too. So yeah, I think it's capital
jettisoned
punishment.
Jettisoned into space.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's dead. They fucking put him out in space to die.
Yeah.
And it's broadcasted to the other colony where this marriage was put.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that other colony's pissed.
Yeah, fucking pissed.
Amazing.
All right, Dave.
All right. Oh, my God, it's 10. okay, so I got to... Okay, so we've already done the someone important
I think
dies.
The game ends.
Yeah.
Don't I still pick a thing?
No.
Oh, well then. Shit.
I think it's over because I was looking at that earlier as well.
I think so.
Like, let's go look up and I'll read out loud for everyone. When the fourth 10 card is drawn, the game is over. No matter the number of cards left in the pile or the stories that are in motion, our window has fogged and the clarity of vision we had into our place is lost to us. It may feel sudden, but in truth, there is never a clean exit. Places go on forever, building narrative by their mere existence. However, just because we cannot know for certain what takes place after the window of our game does not mean that we cannot make some conjectures. After all, this is a game about long traces over time. By watching our place with such attention, maybe we have learned to predict what could come to pass. As a group, without cards, decide on the following. What happened tomorrow in our place? Who wakes up? Does anyone? What do they see, and what is the feeling they get from the world? Yeah. The next day after Brad was killed for...
Yeah. Well,
I think tensions are super, super high.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm sure Jace is like the biggest martyr widow, even though I'm sure that he probably engineered the whole thing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you've never seen someone more histrionic and like flailing around and in all black and like...
Mourning. Totally. Yeah. Wailing.
Yeah. Like a veil with the aviators on. Yeah.
Oh my God. So yeah, there's a lot of mourning. Is there potentially another shot where it's just like it shows like the base of the mechs and it's just like
there's like already showing like war strategies and stuff being executed upon or like being
like
planned
from Brad World.
From Brad World and probably, yeah, at least Brad World. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you could pan over and just be like, it's already mobilizing and all this
kind
of stuff.
Right. I forget Brad's last name, but
Dirch.
Dirch. Yes. Yes.
The Dirches.
Yes.
The Grand Archduke of Dirch.
Archdirch.
Archdirch. Archdirch. It's so fun to say.
Archdirch.
Archdirch.
But also, I think another thing to look at, or also maybe frame, is in general, Josh Colony is like freaking prosperous because they're on a bioplanet now. Yeah. There's continuous, you know, convoys.
Location. Yeah.
Continuous convoys. They're able to harvest this planet. So, like, they're freaking prosperous.
Yeah.
At least for right now.
Right. Like, sunshining and, like, lemon trees. Mm. Yeah. And, like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm. The twist.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really good.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing, special guests Dave and Amber.
Special guests.
You know, I would like to come back to the show.
Oh yeah,
at some point.
Well, yeah. Well, the next time is the quiet year.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
But now
it's gonna make a terrible podcast because it's so quiet.
Yeah. All jokes aside, Dave and Amber should be with us pretty much all the rest of the time.
Sure hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so too. Maybe nothing bad will happen to me
unless someone dirches you.
No.
That's right.
Wait, no. Is that what they call it?
Potters you?
Potter.
No, because Jace would never get blamed
for
such
right.
heinous
okay.
crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Dirch's treasonous villainy.
That's right. But yeah, so we'll be back and with a guest or two, another special guest or two. And until then, you can find the show at Tales_Moxbury. You can also at Geekspective on Twitter. You can see a whole bunch of other great shows at geekspective.com. You can find Amber at Rocket Orca, where she's crushing it.
I guess.
Crush? Yeah. She had an awesome Kickstarter. Probably keep your eyes out for another awesome Kickstarter.
Crushes apples right in your bicep.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I should be working on. Basic, why am I making art?
That's basically your Instagram, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Crush. If you want to come, if your fetish is watching somebody crush fruit in between their, you know, that
the bicep that, the inner elbow.
Yeah.
And the crook there.
Yeah, yeah. It's all sweaty right now, too. That's enticing. Go check that
premium
out.
Premium content.
Rocket Orca everywhere.
That's right. And you can find me at Evil DM Josh. And with that, we will all see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fart, fart, fart.
Thank you for listening. Join us in 2 weeks as we play The Quiet Year. In the meantime, check out some of the other great shows on our network at geekspective.com. If you enjoyed what you heard, give us a follow on Twitter at Tales_Moxbury or at Geekspective. You can also follow me at EvilDMJosh. Finally, if you like what you heard, give us a review on your podcast player of choice and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekspective if you feel so inclined. And with that, this is Josh Long signing out.